old days when everything was better than it is now, you might lean back and say, well,
it's not like the old days. It ain't like it used to be.
All right, blank the good old days.
Those were the good old days.
If somebody asked, was that you I saw in town yesterday, you might say, no,
it wasn't I.
If you would say, if you were talking about somebody being busy and that you were busy, but maybe somebody else is busier, what would you say?
I'm busy, but they are busier.
All right. If a woman wants to buy a dress of a certain color, she takes along a little square of cloth to use as a
sample.
You still sew, Johnny?
All the time. Not as much,
I know you
but
used to make some beautiful
oh yes, clothes. I love it, but I just don't.
You don't have time.
I don't have time.
Oh, but I'm
going to
that sale you were talking about.
Oh, I do, too.
I was supposed to wear. What time
is it? I bought two dresses. Each were $15, and I got
$15?
One was a $50 one, and one was a $70, and I got one for $15, and one for $17, and one for $14.
Are you kidding
no,
me?
No, I'm not.
How late are they open?
I'm afraid they're gone now, but we'll go see. We really will.
What time is they
closed? 9 o'clock.
They're out in the mall.
Out in the mall,
goodness sake.
I've just gotten it. See, I'm going to have to be over at the sorority house every minute next
it.
Spring, and I just got a box, and I put them back because
I passed by there, you know, coming to your house,
mm-hmm.
and they had the doors open. What kind of work were they doing in the sorority house?
We're building a new wing, a den. It's going to be beautiful.
Yeah, well, you've outgrown the other
uh-huh,
one already.
Uh-huh. We have a full house. We have been here 8 years now, and we have no trouble getting quota.
Well, that is wonderful. If she's talking about clothes, if she sees a dress that she likes very much and is very becoming, she says that's a very
pretty dress.
What might you wear on the dress
in the kitchen to keep your clothes from getting dirty?
An apron.
To sign your name in ink, you use a
fountain pen.
All right. And to hold a baby's diaper in place, you use a
safety pin.
Safety bag usually comes in a
can.
And a dime is worth
10 cents.
All right. What do you put on when you go out in the wintertime when it's cold over your clothes?
A sweater or a coat or a cape or a jacket.
Right. That jacket has fancy buttons
on it.
Sometimes between your coat and shirt, and women wear them very much now with pants suits, and men wear them between a coat and a shirt.
Vest.
All right. A suit consists of a coat, vest, and for a man, and of course women wear them today too, and
trousers.
If you go outdoors in the winter without your coat, somebody runs after you and brings it to you, he would say, here, I've
brought your coat.
Suppose you had come from work and your wife said about a package lying there. The delivery boy from Jones' store
brought this to you.
All right. If it was the wrong package, Jones might call and say, please
return
or
bring
it back. That coat won't fit this year, but last year it
fit perfectly.
If your old clothes wore out, you would say you would have to buy a, well, say a man's old coat and pants wore out, he'd have to buy a new one.
Wardrobe.
Well, if he's
a new suit.
All right. If you stuff a lot of things in the pockets, it makes them
bulge.
The car did what in the hot water? If it wasn't sanitized, what did it do?
It grew up.
This shirt isn't sanitized. I hope it won't
draw up.
Or
shrink.
The one I washed yesterday
shrunk.
Lately it seems that everyone I have washed has
drawn up.